From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping have agreed that neither country's government will conduct or knowingly support cyber theft, an issue that's been a source of tensions. The U.S. has blamed China for a series of high-profile cyber attacks on U.S. government and business entities in recent years. China has strongly denied the allegations. Pope Francis travels to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania today, the third stop in a U.S. trip that included talks with President Obama, an address to Congress, and a speech before world leaders at the United Nations headquarters in New York. More now from VOA's Jeff Custer.
In his address to the General Assembly, the Pope reminded the delegates that one of the roles of the United Nations is to protect the rights of what he called victims of power badly exercised. He argued the environment is among those victims, saying it has rights just as humans do, because humans are inextricably linked to their environment. The Pope concluded by calling on all UN member nations to put aside ideological and partisan differences and continue their work towards world peace. After his address to the heads of state, prime ministers, and ambassadors, the Pope joined a multi-faith service at the National September 11th Memorial, where the World Trade Center once stood. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Burkina Faso's leaders have disbanded the Presidential Guard, which staged a failed coup last week. They were unhappy a transitional government had barred supporters loyal to former President Blaise Compaoré from contesting in the country's national election. Compaoré ousted in a popular uprising in October as he attempted to extend his 27-year rule. Burkina Faso is planning to hold elections. It's not clear if the vote will go ahead. This is VOA News. Croatia lifted restrictions on the main border crossing with Serbia on Friday, ending a week of friction prompted by the flow of thousands of migrants across their common frontier. Speaking in Belgrade, a visiting European Union commissioner, Johannes Hahn, spoke about the migrant crisis.
It's a global problem, and we can only give a European answer. It's not something where we can leave only one country with itself to resolve the problem.
About 60,000 people escaping war and poverty in the Middle East and Africa have entered Croatia in recent days from its eastern neighbor, Serbia. Meantime, a senior United Nations official warns thousands of Iraqis are likely to flee to Europe in search of asylum as conditions in their country worsen and they lose hope of any changes for the better. Lisa Schlein reporting now from Geneva.
Dominic Birch, the UN Deputy Humanitarian Coordinator in Iraq, says the situation in Iraq is deteriorating. By the end of the year, he says 10 million Iraqis, more than one quarter of the population, will need some form of humanitarian aid to survive. He says this figure includes 3.2 million internally displaced people and people living in areas controlled by the so-called Islamic State group known as ISIL or ISIS. He says the crisis has accelerated since the group seized large portions of Iraq last year. The UN official also notes many Iraqi children have been out of school for more than a year. He says the inability of parents to provide them with an education is contributing to the decision by many to leave. He says thousands of desperate people who see no hope for their future are likely to join the ongoing exodus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Iran is demanding a thorough investigation by Saudi Arabia and help for Iranian pilgrims affected in the stampede by Hajj pilgrims that killed at least 717 people near Mecca. Mass demonstrations broke out across Iran on Friday with protesters denouncing Saudi Arabia's handling of the accident in the midst of Thursday's annual gathering of devout Muslims. Authorities in Iran said at least 131 Iranian nationals died in the crush on the outskirts of Mecca. Saudi Arabia's King Salman has ordered a review of annual Hajj pilgrimage procedures and expressed his deep condolences for the casualties. Swiss prosecutors have opened a criminal investigation of FIFA President Sepp Blatter involving his possible criminal mismanagement and misappropriation of the Football Federation's funds. Get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.